This is the Black Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump is expected to announce Saturday that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court as he aims to put a historic conservative stamp on the High Court just weeks before the election. Trump said Friday he had made up his mind and it was very exciting, without giving away the name, aiming to maintain some suspense around his personal announcement. But the White House indicated to congressional Republicans and outside allies that the pick was Barrett. "Well, I haven't said it was her, but she's outstanding," Trump said of the Indiana federal judge. Conservative groups and congressional allies are laying the groundwork for a swift confirmation process for her, even before Trump makes the selection official in a Rose Garden ceremony Saturday evening. They, like the president, are wasting little time moving to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, organizing multi-million dollar ad campaigns and marshalling supporters both to confirm the pick and to boost Trump to a second term. The likely shift in the court's makeup, from Ginsburg to a liberal icon to an outspoken conservative, would be the sharpest ideological swing since Clarence Thomas replaced Justice Thurgood Marshall nearly three decades ago. According to the Daily Mail, a retired sergeant from the Los Angeles Police Department sparked outrage on social media when she told MSNBC on Wednesday that Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who is black, is skinfolk, but he is not kinfolk. Cheryl Dorsey spoke to MSNBC shortly after Cameron, a conservative Republican, and the first black man ever elected attorney general in Kentucky, announced that a Louisville grand jury would not indict any of the three police officers directly for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. "Let me say this as a black woman," Dorsey told MSNBC. "He does not speak for black folks. He is skin folk, but not... He's kinfolk, but he is not kinfolk. He does not speak for all of us. This was not a tragedy. This was a murder. He should be ashamed of himself." The remark drew condemnation on Twitter, with some comparing it to the Uncle Tom slur. "I guess the world isn't used to this saying," Tia Ewing tweeted. "Black people have been saying this amongst one another forever. Remember Uncle Tom? That's where the ideology comes from." Radio host Mark Levine tweeted, "MSNBC promotes race-baiting guest attacking black Kentucky AG." Bill Ianese tweeted, "Shameful statement and not acceptable. Anyone who watched that full press conference could see how emotional and difficult it was for the AG. He spoke facts while also having the compassion and concern deserved for Breonna Taylor. Prosecutors said two officers were fired. Prosecutors said two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman, were justified in using force to protect themselves after they faced gunfire from her boyfriend. The only charges were three counts of wanton endangerment against fired officer Brett Hankison for shooting into a home next to Taylor's with people inside. Taylor, an emergency medical worker, was shot multiple times by white officers who entered her home during a narcotics investigation in the early morning hours of March 13th. According to the Christian Post, Christian leaders are gathering together in the nation's capital to focus on repentance in tumultuous times and what some believe is a kairos moment in history. Without repentance, we have nothing else. That is the foundation of the order of God in Scripture and in all things, Kevin Jessup, president of Global Strategic Alliance, told the Christian Post. Jessup and several others are assembling in Washington, D.C. this week to pray and cry out to God for revival. Known as The Return, a national and global movement of prayer and repentance, the 10-day event began with the Feast of Trumpets, September 18th, and will end with the Day of Atonement, September 28th. This is also known as the Days of Awe between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This year, it also coincides with the 400th anniversary of the sailing of the Mayflower. When people go from rebellion to redemption, there is a process, he explained. First, there's repentance to reconciliation, then restoration, and then comes revival. Jessup believes that a righteous praying remnant of believers has been seeking God for this for many years. I believe God has taken us a kairos moment in time where He affords us the opportunity, and we can't miss this opportunity. We have to come and bow before a holy God in holy reverence, humble ourselves, seek His face, and cry out, "Repent for our sin," he said. As part of the revival, leaders from over 150 nations will be participating in a day of prayer on Saturday. The broadcast will host in over 90 languages in real-time translation. Christian media outlets including CBN, TBN, Daystar, TCT, and God TV will also be broadcasting the event. Featured speakers will include HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson, Evangelist Anne Graham Lotz, Messianic Jewish Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pro-Life Evangelist Alveda King, Dr. James Dobson, Bishop Harry Jackson, and several others. According to the Associated Press, Breonna Taylor's family demanded Friday that Kentucky authorities release all body camera footage, police files, and the transcripts of the grand jury proceedings that led to no charges being brought against police officers who killed the black woman during a raid at her apartment. The decision disappointed and angered those who have been calling for justice for Taylor for 6 months, and protesters vowed to stay in the streets until the officers involved are fired or someone is charged with her killing. A diverse group, including Taylor's mother, marched through Louisville on Friday evening. At one point, protesters streaming through the street encountered a line of police in riot gear who fired flashbang devices to turn them back ahead of a nighttime curfew, and some were arrested. Many then went back to a square that's been at the center of the movement. Earlier, Taylor's lawyers and family expressed dismay that no one has been held accountable for her death. "I am an angry black woman. I am not angry for the reasons that you would like me to be, but angry because our black women keep dying at the hands of police officers and black men," Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, wrote in a statement read by a relative. She stood close by wearing a t-shirt that said "I," with a heart emblem, Louisville Police, with bullet holes in the heart emoji. According to Daily Mail, Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal have been accused of defending the Louisville police officers who killed Breonna Taylor and blaming the black EMT's boyfriend for opening fire first. Barkley and O'Neal were discussing Taylor's death and the decision not to indict any officers in her killing during the TNT pregame show ahead of the Los Angeles Lakers versus Denver Nuggets game on Thursday. Barkley argued that Taylor's death couldn't be compared to the police killing of black man George Floyd because Taylor's boyfriend Kenneth Walker first fired a shot at officers when they entered her apartment with a no-knock warrant. "I don't think this one was like George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery and things like that," Barkley said. I feel sad that this young lady lost her life. I think the no-knock warrant is something we need to get rid of across the board. But we do have to take into account that her boyfriend shot at the cops and shot a cop. O'Neill agreed and argued the officers involved were simply doing their job on a warrant signed by a judge. He also said that he believed the system needed to change. We have to get a warrant signed, and some states do allow no-knock warrants. Everyone was asking for criminal charges, he said. When you talk about murder, you have to show intent. A homicide occurred. When you have a warrant signed by the judge, you are doing your job, and I would imagine that you would fire back. O'Neill last year became a deputy in the auxiliary department of Florida's Broward County Sheriff's Office, but it's not clear what his duties entail. He has previously been sworn in as reserve police officers at departments in California, Florida, and Arizona, and as a deputy marshal in Lafayette, Louisiana. While O'Neill has held a few roles in law enforcement since retiring from the NBA in 2011, his positions have mostly been unpaid and honorary. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron announced on Wednesday that a grand jury had not sought criminal charges against the three police officers for their roles in Taylor's death. The grand jury's decision to indict one officer, Brett Hankison, on warrant endangerment charges because his bullets were fired into a neighbor's apartment came after a six-month investigation carried out by Cameron's office. Barkley and O'Neill immediately came under fire on social media for their comments as they were accused of defending the police. According to the Associated Press, anger, frustration, and sadness over the decision not to charge Kentucky police officers for Breonna Taylor's death poured into America's streets as protesters lashed out at a criminal justice system they say is stacked against black people. Violence seized the demonstrations in her hometown of Louisville as gunfire rang out and wounded two police officers. Activists, celebrities, and everyday Americans have been calling for charges since Taylor, an emergency medical worker, was shot several times by white officers who entered her home during a narcotics investigation in March. While the officers had a no-knock warrant, the investigation showed they announced themselves before entering, said State Attorney General Daniel Cameron, a Republican and the state's first black top prosecutor. A grand jury returned three charges of wanton endangerment Wednesday against fired officer Brett Hankison over shooting into a home next to Taylor's with people inside. Hundreds of demonstrators chanted Taylor's name and marched in cities including New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Las Vegas, and Portland, Oregon. People gathered in downtown Chicago's Millennium Park, chanting demands for justice as drivers on Michigan Avenue honked their horns. Police in Atlanta unleashed chemical agents and made arrests after some protesters tried to climb on a SWAT vehicle. In Wisconsin, peaceful marchers blocked traffic on an interstate and spoke about Taylor on the steps of the state capitol. Nearly 100 people were arrested in Louisville, police said, after what had been peaceful protest. Police said vehicles were damaged, fires were set in garbage cans, and several stores were looted. Two officers were shot, and interim police chief Robert Schroeder said both are expected to recover. According to the Christian Post, after nearly four decades, the complete Bible is now available in American Sign Language for the first time ever. Deaf Missions, a ministry dedicated to communicating the gospel of Jesus with deaf people through their heart language, culture, and identity, began the project in the early 1980s. In 2016, the mission partnered with Wycliffe USA, American Bible Society, Deaf Bible Society, Deaf Harbor, Door International, Pioneer Bible Translators, and Seed Company to complete the project, according to Mission Network News. The final books needed, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, were completed this fall. Now the entire Bible is available to the world's 70 million people who are deaf for free online through social media and on a smartphone app. The translation was led by people who themselves are deaf and trained in the biblical languages. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.